Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And you are joining us for a lesson about marketing. It's called DIY marketing, do-it-yourself marketing. Well, we're going to continue learning about Uncle Bob and Ben. We've already enjoyed many of their conversations, and Ben and his wife have started a business, and today's lesson is a little bit about their marketing. Well, within marketing, there are advertisements. People create advertisements to try to get others interested in their product. Carolyn, what kind of advertisements appeal to you?
Well, I really like ads that are very clever, that use a play on words. So it really catches my interest because someone has thought a lot about what the best way to communicate their ideas to me would be.
Okay, so a clever ad, maybe a play on words. I also like ads or commercials on TV that are funny. They do get me interested in a certain product. But what kind of ads appeal to you? What kind of ads make you want to buy a product? Think about that as we get started with our first reading of today's lesson, DIY marketing.
DIY marketing. Doing your own marketing may not be as hard as you think.
Ben, how are you?
I'm doing well, Uncle Bob. It's good to see you.
It's nice to see you too, Ben. Say, I've been wondering how things are going with your business.
They're going pretty well. Business is still okay, but our growth seems to have leveled off.
Do you know why?
Not really. Actually, Sandy and I were just talking about doing some marketing research to help figure that out.
That sounds expensive.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. Do you know how to build a shelf? Maybe sew a curtain? So many things these days are what they call DIY projects. Even business marketing. In today's business article, we'll check with Uncle Bob and Ben to find out more on this new way of advertising for small businesses. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. DIY, do it yourself. DIY is an abbreviation. I really enjoy DIY arts and crafts. Level off. Level off is a phrasal verb. We were earning a lot of money, but now that has leveled off. Advertising. Advertising is a noun. The company spends a lot of money on advertising. Feedback. Feedback is a noun. Susan will watch the presentation and give you some feedback. Looks like we'll be learning some great information. Let's begin.
All right, before we continue that conversation, let's go to the very top of our lesson today. Doing your own marketing may not be as hard as you think. We're talking about DIY marketing. You can do it yourself. So let's take a look at those letters from our word bank, DIY, or do it yourself. This is pretty easy to understand, right, Carolyn?
Yes, it is. It's very straightforward. If you do it yourself, then you do it yourself. No one else is helping you. And there are many projects around your home that you could do yourself. You don't need to ask other people if you have a little information. Maybe you have a sink that is leaking. You could fix it yourself if you have the right tools.
That's right. And actually, nowadays, online, you can figure out a lot of information for how to fix things or do things by yourself without professional help. Do-it-yourself marketing is what we're talking about today. So doing your own marketing might not be as hard as you think. Let's take a look at that phrase, not be as something as you think. Or you could use this phrase in many ways. How else might you use that phrase?
Well, you might say, well, it's not as hard as it looks.
Mm-hmm.
When you first see something, oh, it looks too difficult. There's no way I could do it. But really, it's not as hard as it looks.
Or maybe it's not as easy as it looks. Someone is really good at doing something. Maybe they're really good at juggling or playing a certain instrument. And they make it look super easy. You could say, it's not as easy as it looks. It's actually more difficult than it looks. But marketing might not be as hard as you think.
That's right. And in our lesson today, it's time for Ben and Sandy Johnson to do some marketing for their company. Do they need a professional or can they do it themselves? This is an important question for them to ask, and we have a great conversation between Uncle Bob and Ben. Gabe, who would you like to be today?
I want to be Ben today, so you please be Uncle Bob, okay?
Okay, I will be Uncle Bob. Ben, how are you?
Great question. I'm doing well. Uncle Bob, it's good to see you.
It's nice to see you too, Ben.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on a second, Carolyn.
Oh?
I'd like to say something here.
Yes?
This is a good way to greet somebody who you already know. But I do know that some people like to say, it's nice to meet you, even though they've already met somebody before. Some people make that mistake. If you already know somebody, say, it's nice to see you, or it's good to see you again. Don't say, it's nice to meet you. You already met that person. You only say it's nice to meet you the first time you meet somebody. All right, remember that. Let's continue this conversation. Carolyn, it's all yours.
Yes, Uncle Bob continues. Say, I've been wondering how things are going with your business.
Very good. How things are going with Ben and Sandy's business? Well, before we continue this conversation, say, I think Liz has something that she wants to share with us in the grammar gym.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the grammar gym. My name is Liz. In today's business startup article, we see this sentence. Say, I've been wondering how things are going with your business. Our focus today is on the first word, say. Normally, we use say to mean to tell or to speak, like, please don't say anything. But in today's sentence, Uncle Bob is not telling Ben to speak. Instead, he uses say to get Ben's closer attention. Say is an expression that native speakers use to let their listeners know that there's something important that's about to be said. So, let's pretend you run into someone and you start out with some simple greetings like, how are you? How's work? But then you want to talk about something more serious like, say, I heard your grandmother was in the hospital last week. How is she doing? Now, let's suppose you and a friend have been talking about weekend plans and you suddenly want to find out what time it is. So you can use say to show you want to change the subject quickly, like, say, what time is it right now? If you turn to today's grammar tip section in your magazine, you'll find more example sentences there. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thanks, Liz. And Uncle Bob had just said, say, I've been wondering how things are going with your business. Ben?
They're going pretty well. Business is still okay, but our growth seems to have leveled off.
Oh, it's leveled off, and leveled off is from our word bank. If something levels off, then it stops growing. It's not going up, and it's not going down. It's just at the same level.
That's right. It levels off. I usually think of this phrase when I think about maybe a skill, something you want to improve in. Well, you work and work and work and you get better, but then sometimes it feels like you level off. You're not improving that much. You just feel like you level off. Has that ever happened to you, Carolyn?
Well, it has. When I was studying Chinese, I learned a lot very, very quickly at the beginning, and then things got very difficult and it just kind of leveled off. I didn't seem to be learning anything. But what I needed was a new challenge to get me going again. Maybe your English ability needs to be challenged as well so that it doesn't level off.
All right, well, I think it's normal to level off sometimes, but of course you do want to try to keep improving. Right now it's time for us to learn something new with Steve and Ken in the Info Cloud, okay?
Let's take a look at a very simple but versatile expression today, okay?
Okay, what's that?
Okay, that's the expression. Okay can be used as an adverb, as in the air conditioner is working okay. It can be used as an adjective. Are you okay? It can also be used as a noun. He got his supervisors okay. It can even be used as a verb. Let's hope she'll okay the request.
Very versatile indeed. Now, let's take a closer look at the adjective usage. When a friend asks, "What do you think of my new haircut?" to answer okay is bordering on impolite.
I agree. Instead of okay, you'd better use a value word like beautiful or perfect. Even terrible shows more emotional involvement than just okay.
Right, because okay simply means passable or acceptable. While it's affirmative, it's lukewarm.
Good point. Now, how should you write it? You can either write it as an abbreviation with capital O and capital K with no periods, or you can spell it out like a word, O-K-A-Y.
Okay, now let's also look at a variant of okay, and that's very colloquial. Okie dokie.
Yes, okie dokie is not only very colloquial, it's a lot more playful than plain okay. Even though both okay and okie dokie are used for communicating agreement, okie dokie would likely bring a smile to the listener's face.
我们接下来看一个常常用到的也非常口语的字，那就是 OK。OK 可以用在许多地方，它可以当形容词、动词、名词以及动词。要注意 OK 当形容词表示还好。在路上看到有一个人跌了一跤，就可以问 Are you OK?你还好吗？今天的课文中 ，Ben 说 ，business is still okay， 还可以。言下之意就是，并不是顶好。因此呢 ，okay 并不适合用来称赞别人，因为它是一个缺乏价值的字。okay 也延伸出更口语的 okie dokie。okie dokie 用来表示同意，也就是可以、好的意思。但是 okie dokie 听起来呢，就比 okay 俏皮，比较令人莞尔。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Okie dokie. Well, Ben was just saying that his business seems to have leveled off. The growth has kind of stopped. And Uncle Bob has a question for him. Do you know why?
Not really.Actually, Sandy and I were just talking about doing some marketing research to help figure that out.
That sounds expensive. Marketing research can be very expensive.
It's true, but Ben and Sandy want to figure this out. And when you figure something out, you understand more what the problem is or how you can improve. You can figure it out.Well, it's time for us now to learn something new with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 DIY 这个缩写的名字。DIY 本来是指 do it yourself， 也就是自己动手做。例如 I'm not good at DIY. I can't understand the instructions if they are complicated. 我对 DIY 非常不在行，如果它的指示很复杂，我就没有办法了。DIY 也可以当作形容词，例如 Mandy's home is packed with DIY furniture. Mandy 的家挤满了 DIY 的家具。其实我们看的是 level off 这个动词片语。level 当动词是指拉平，所以 Level up 是指数字去平缓或持平。例如 the sales figures for the new product leveled off after a few months. 这个新的产品的销售数字在几个月之后就趋于平缓。或者是 the plane leveled off after a sudden drop. 这架飞机在突然下降之后就拉平了。
Today is all about do-it-yourself marketing, DIY, and it may not be as hard as you think. Ben is talking with his Uncle Bob about how the growth of his business seems to have leveled off, and he and his wife Sandy are thinking about doing some marketing research. Uncle Bob thinks that this might be a little bit expensive and a little bit time-consuming. Well, we are going to learn some more about what Ben has to say in the next reading for today.
DIY marketing.
I suppose it would be if we hired a marketing firm to do the work. But these days, marketing research has never been easier.
Do tell.
Well, the internet has really changed marketing in a lot of ways, especially for small businesses.
How has it done that?
I guess the main thing is that the internet makes it easier to find and connect with potential customers. We don't want to pay for advertising that nobody reads. The internet also makes it easier to communicate about your business and collect feedback.
So...You're planning to do all of your marketing by yourselves?
That's right. And honestly, it isn't as strange as it might sound.
All right, so if you want to do some marketing research, it might be kind of expensive, or that's what Uncle Bob thought before. Let's continue this conversation. At the beginning of this section, Ben says...I suppose it would be if we hired a marketing firm to do the work, but these days marketing research has never been easier. So, of course, there are companies out there, organizations, or firms that can help you or assist your company in doing something like marketing. But now it has never been easier to do this on your own.
That's right, and that's a great phrase. If something has never been easier, let's take a look at that. To never been something or never be something, you might say, oh, my health has never been better. I've been eating right and exercising, and I feel great. It's never been better.
And because my health has never been better, I've never been happier. So you could also say have.I have never been happier. Or, I've lost a lot of weight. I have never been skinnier. So you could use this phrase in many ways. You might say, I've never been more excited about something than I am now, than I am about my new job.
That's right. Well, Uncle Bob has the next line, and it's very short. Do tell. So, if you say do tell...What does that mean, Gabe?
Well, that means you want the other person to explain a little more about what they're talking about. It's very simple to say. You could practice it. Try using it today in conversation. If someone is talking to you about something, you want to know more about it, say, do tell. Do explain.
That's right. So tell me more, Ben, with your next line.
Well, the internet has really changed marketing in a lot of ways.Especially for small businesses. And it's true, the internet really has changed the way that we see the world, and it's made a lot of things very convenient.
And talking about small businesses here, so Uncle Bob asks, how has it done that?
Well, I guess the main thing is that the internet makes it easier to find and connect with potential customers. Okay, so that's the main thing. All right, there are many ways that the internet helps, but you can connect with potential customers much more easily. He continues, we don't want to pay for advertising that nobody reads.
I think that sounds like a very good idea. You don't really want to pay for something if no one's going to use it. And here we're talking about advertising. And advertising is also from our word bank today. What exactly is advertising, Gabe?
Well, advertising is getting people interested in what you're trying to sell or getting people interested in your product. That is advertising. And of course, this falls under the category of marketing. So if you're at university and you love the idea of being creative and creating advertisements, then you could study marketing and also learn how to do some good advertising at the same time.
That's right. So if you want to let people know what you're doing, you can advertise it. It's not just about a business advertising. Maybe you are holding a special event. There's a concert going on. You need to do some advertising so that people will know when it is and where it is.
That's right. And so, of course, you could pay for other people to help you advertise, but that could cost a lot of money. All right, let's continue seeing what Ben says. The internet also makes it easier to communicate about your business and collect feedback. So we're talking all about the pros of the internet here, especially regarding your small business. Let's take a look at this word bank word. It is feedback. Carolyn, what is feedback?
Well, feedback is information that you get back. So maybe you are trying to figure out the best decision to make. You want to get some feedback. Ask other people what they think and what their ideas are about the situation.
All right, so you might get some positive feedback. Everyone loves positive feedback. You did something, you want to know how other people reacted. You get positive feedback. You could also get some negative feedback. But I think both positive and negative feedback is important because you need to know how you can keep improving.
That's right. Well, Uncle Bob continues in his next line. So, you're planning to do all of your marketing by yourselves?
That's right. And honestly, it isn't as strange as it might sound. All right, so it looks like Ben and Sandy Johnson are going to do a lot of marketing by themselves. Honestly, what does Ben say here?
It isn't as strange as it might sound. So perhaps Uncle Bob is very surprised by the idea of doing your own marketing, but it's really not that strange.
It's not that strange. Maybe these young kids, Ben and Sandy, have a great idea that Uncle Bob hadn't thought about yet. Well, it's time for us to learn something new with Michelle in the Language Lab.
好，接下来我们看的是 advertising 这个不可数名词。Advertising 是指广告或广告业，例如 Chloe works in a top advertising agency. Chloe 在一家顶尖的广告公司上班，或者是 the advertising campaign successfully promoted ourselves.这个广告宣传活动成功地提升了我们的销售。和它意思相近的另外一个名词还有 advertisement， 但是它是一个可数名词，可以简称为 ad。例如 ，the ad in the newspaper worked quite well， 报纸上所登的这个广告有非常好的效果。最后我们看的是 feedback， 不，这个不可数名词。feedback 是指反馈的意见或者是信息。例如 ,we value our customers' feedback very much. 我们相当看重顾客们的回应。或者是 ,there's been a lot of positive feedback from our program users. 我们收到软体使用者许多正面的回应。And now let's get back to our lesson.
Well, we've been learning about Ben and Sandy and their business and how they are going to do some marketing by themselves. And of course, when you're doing marketing,you want to have feedback from customers and other people. Well, I wonder how you would collect feedback from people. Carolyn, what's a good way to do that?
Well, one way to do that, and the internet makes it very easy, is to just have a survey. Maybe you give a presentation, you want to know what people thought of it, and you just send out a survey in their email and have them fill it out and email it back to you.
Okay, you could do it with a survey.Something else I think about is maybe using something like Facebook or another social network like that. You could simply ask a question about something and get some feedback. The internet makes a lot of things convenient and more easy or easier these days. Well, it's time for us to say goodbye for now, but we do hope to see you next time to learn more about do-it-yourself marketing here on Studio Classroom.
See you then!
Welcome to the episode of our exciting new drama, The Stranger. Set in Taiwan, our story begins as Sherry Harris visits her mother's old home. Join us as we listen to Sherry's exciting adventures in The Stranger.
Hey, what's that noise? There it is again. Mr. Lau, come here now.
What is it, boss?
Someone is outside. Get two flashlights from the drawer over there.
Yes, boss.
I'll go left around the house and you go right. The girl won't be going anywhere. I'll come back later and make her talk. Shh. It'll be okay. I'm here to rescue you, Sherry. Don't make a sound.
Who are you?
My name is Jason. Let's just say I'm a friend. While those two guys are outside, I'm going to untie you, and then we'll make a run for it, okay?
Okay, hurry.
I can't untie this rope around your hands, but I untied your feet. Can you walk?
Almost. Just don't make me run.
Sorry, Sherry, but we have to run.
I'm afraid of those guys out there. One of them was ready to kill me.
Don't worry. Huang Fei Hong is taking care of them.
Huang Fei Hong? Who's that?
Yeah, my buddy, Jun Fan. I like to call him Huang Fei Hong.
You've been watching too many Jet Li movies.
Jason has saved Sherry. Or has he? They're not out of danger yet. Listen in next time and see what happens in the next episode of The Stranger.